This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The nutritional supplement and weight loss product maker Herbalife has seen its stock tumble 15% after the news yesterday that the company is under investigation by the Federal Trade Commission. The investigation comes after a 15-month campaign by hedge fund billionaire William Ackman, who had made a $1 billion bet on the collapse of the Herbalife stock in December 2012. Joining us to talk about this is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And I guess we should start by just saying what Herbalife is.
Herbalife is a 30-year-old company that sells weight loss shakes, vitamins, other stuff. It's listed on the New York Stock Exchange. But you might not have heard of it. And if you haven't heard of Herbalife, it might be because it doesn't sell its products in stores. Hmm. It sells them through people like you and me who act as distributors. We sign up to buy the products and we say we'll sell them to friends and peers and people in the neighborhood. Businesses call this multi-level marketing. You and I might call it the Avon Lady model of business. And Bill Ackman calls it a Ponzi scheme.
Well, okay, tell us why he thinks that it is such a sham.
Right. This is a little complicated, but I'll try to make it as simple as possible. There's nothing wrong with the Avon Lady model of business, so long as there are people opening up the doors and buying the product. Herbalife says it recruits people to distribute its weight loss shakes to real breathing customers, and it might well be right. It's a very big, very profitable company. But Ackman, this hedge fund manager, after an exhaustive investigation of the company, concluded that it was lying, that it didn't have enough customers to possibly justify its revenue, and instead that it hunts for gullible people to buy all these weight loss shakes from the company that they can't sell. They get stuck with it, with thousands of dollars worth of products they can't sell. And so what the company does, Herbalife, it just moves to another city and does the same trick again. That's Ackman's accusation.
And Ackman, as we said, has made a billion-dollar bet against this company. And it's a company that has been invested in by the other billionaire, Carl Icahn. The two of them got in a fight on CNBC in January of 2013. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
I never said that I want to be friends with you, Bill. I wouldn't
okay.
be friends
okay,
with
Carl.
You. And
okay.
I would. You said
okay,
to me you'd like to be friends so that we could invest together.
Carl, I have no interest. Do you think I want to invest with you? Okay, let's move on.
I wouldn't invest with you.
Let's
you
move
were the
on.
Last man on earth.
Let's move on.
Derek, it seems like Bill's getting his way now, Bill Ackman.
What he's done is really interesting. He has basically launched, after this $1 billion short sell, after this $1 billion bet against the company, launched an incredibly public campaign to get anybody from the federal government, state governments, attorney generals, to investigate Herbalife, to prove that his bet was right. There's nothing new about lobbying Congress to make money for your product, your interest. This is what tax loopholes are about. It's Exxon, the housing industry. But it's really rather crazy, the brazen openness of lobbying that he's doing right now in order to justify this extremely public $1 billion bet that he made against a company that hasn't in the last year gone its way before the recent announcement of the investigation.
So when do we find out what happens?
I have no idea what's going to happen. It's very strange, I think, that they're having such trouble finding people who have been screwed over, essentially, by Herbalife. You would think that if it was a true Ponzi scheme and there were all of these suckers out there, it would be pretty easy to find them. But we haven't. That being said, on Wall Street, perception is reality. And the perception that all these people are zeroing in on Herbalife, trying to look into its practices, is making Herbalife's investors nervous. And that's why you're seeing the stock begin to plummet.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks as always.
Thank you.